Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it is springtime, and it's wonderful to feel the warm weather finally.
Dave, I agree with you totally. I love the springtime, and many of our listeners are probably curious, how's it look out at the Lazy Bee Farm right now during spring?
Well, it's getting there. You know, winter is a very ugly time of the year for vegetation, but it's starting to come back. We've got some pretty flowers, and the garden's getting in shape for the summer, so it's getting there.
Well, as I travel on these city tours, that's what people ask me about. You are known for the Lazy Bee Farm.
Well, we are having a good time with it. And Chuck, our guest today is John Blake. He's actually a local young man who lives here in Atlanta. And John thought he had manageable debt, but unfortunately, he began to see it spiral out of control. And so he stopped. He sought God's help. He changed his lifestyle. And now he's digging out of that mountain of debt. And we're going to talk with John in just a few minutes. But first, we wanted to give you some new information on credit card debt.
Dave, the problems that we're going to hear that John Blake experienced are happening all across the country. It's a little bit of a misleading report when you read that credit card debt has actually fallen for 16 straight months. Consumers are paying down their balances, but that isn't what's actually causing these balances to decrease so rapidly. Many credit card users are failing to meet their debt obligations, and companies are writing off the debt. The Federal Reserve reported a $93 billion drop in outstanding credit card debt in 2009, but of that amount, $83 billion was from bank charge-off of their losses.
Wow.
That's unsecured debt that banks have determined that they'll never get back, and they charge it off to loss reserves. $83 billion in bad credit card debt is a record. So consumers only paid off about $10 billion in debt. Mm. And with the unemployment continuing to be around 10%, charge-offs are expected to peak over the next several months at close to 12% of all accounts. Mm. That would set an all-time high record. There's one encouraging sign that consumers are trying to lower their debt levels. That's the rate of late payments or payments 30 days past due is actually slowing down. But today's program is going to be a real encouragement to those who are struggling.
Well, credit card debt is certainly something our guest today, John Blake, knows something about. That was one shovel he used to dig a debt hole that he eventually fell into. We'll talk to John about that as well as how he's now climbing out of debt when we get back. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is John Blake, a very young man on the journey to financial freedom. John, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you may not feel as young as you sound. How old are you, John?
I am 30 years old.
Well, you've had quite a lot of life experiences. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born?
Okay. I actually was born in Oregon, and I lived there till I was about 9 years old. While I was in Oregon, my parents were actually were pastors, and then felt the Lord calling them into missions at the age of 40. So we left and moved to Germany, where we were for 4 years, came back to Indiana for a year, and then went to Russia during my high school years.
So you actually have all of your education outside the U.S., right?
Until you get to the university level. And then I went to Indiana Wesleyan University up in Indiana. And actually, while I was overseas, I did correspondence courses. So even though I was overseas, it was still a U.S.-based program. So.
Well, John, what did you learn from your parents as missionaries about money, financial decisions, and trusting the Lord for His will in your life? Give me some of the background of what God was teaching you as you traveled to all those different places.
Yeah, my parents have to raise support annually for their ministry, and they've been missionaries now for over 20 years. And really, it's a matter of understanding giving, understanding, you know, sacrificial giving, and that giving something of the heart. I think that trusting the Lord, they're asked to raise over $100,000 a year. And so knowing that the Lord's going to provide in those times when the economy is rough and when the economy is good, the Lord continues to provide to fulfill His purposes and really to allow people to follow what He would have for their lives.
So they taught you to trust God as your faithful provider. And along the way, you had an experience with debt that turned out to be pretty difficult for you. Do you mind sharing that with us?
Not a problem. In college, it was one of those things my parents had, and told me about the, you know, stay out of debt. And they'd given me words of caution like that. And as any true teenager would do, I took it with a grain of salt and said, well, that's really nice for you, but I know better, sort of mentality. And so I really came out of college with very little debt, actually. But then after that, just started accumulating credit card debt. And I had a job to where the income was irregular, but I knew that there would be enough bonus-type income that would come in each fall to where I could get back to zero. And that worked for a while. And then continued spending beyond my means and got to a place then where started a business and had to invest my own money and couldn't do the additional contract or bonus work then at that point, and ended up getting myself into quite a bit of debt. So
this cycle continued until it got pretty painful. What happened to turn your thinking around about managing this debt when it seemed to be out of control?
Yeah, I kind of got to a place where the business that I tried to start failed, which was extremely humbling in and of itself. And so I had invested quite a bit into that. So that was one factor. I knew it was time for me to step away from my regular job, if you will, and the Lord was just leading me out of that. But, of course, with the weight of debt on my shoulders, it really restricted what I could do. So those two factors on a personal side, and the facts of it are that really what got my attention more than anything else is when the credit card companies, where I established a great amount of ridiculous credit card limits that I thought was really wonderful, when they started lowering those amounts. And when, you know, I had one that had over a $40,000 limit and I get a notice in the mail that they're dropping it to $1,400. And all of that false security that I had in Credit Room faded away real quick. And I got real scared all of a sudden.
So, John, was this debt to start the business using credit cards?
Part of it. Drew took out a third on my home, actually, which I don't think actually the bank should have ever approved, but that's a whole nother topic. And then it was credit card debt. Yeah, just the business had an expense, and so I would just put it on a personal credit card with the hope that the business then would turn around and we'd get paid back with a nice little interest rate on, you know, with that, and it just didn't happen that way.
Yeah, and then so the credit card company started taking away your cushion, and you started to get pretty fearful that you had all this debt and nowhere to turn. What was the first step that you took when you realized the walls were kind of closing in on you?
Yeah, once that happened, I pulled my credit report, and the Lord had one of those unseen wake-up calls kind of happening. So that it happened kind of because there was a past thing where it was the company's mistake as to why they started to do that. But of course, it was also during the time when, you know, all the credit companies were kind of lowering that limit. So once that happened, you know, it was really a place where I just thought, well, I guess I'll just have to be a little more careful. And I thought I could kind of do it on my own and that would be okay. And at the same time, I was beginning to raise support or try to raise support for a ministry that I was a part of and saying, well, you know, the Lord will just provide for the ministry and to cover the debt at the same time. And that was naive and didn't really happen that way. So got together with an old friend, actually, and started a conversation.
And tell me about that conversation, because so many people identify with the problem that you have. They've got home loan expense. They've got credit card expense. They're seeing their limits reduced. They're feeling that same level of anxiety. You decided to do something about it, and you asked for help. What advice did your friend give you?
Yep. Matt Ellsbury, an amazing friend of mine that I went to college with, just a great guy. We got together for coffee, just like we do periodically, and I kind of told him about the ministry that I was looking at starting and what my heart was and where I wanted to end up. And he kind of said, well, you know, what's holding you back and what's going on right now? And so, knowing that he worked with Crown, I just said, hey, man, I got some debt that I have to deal with.
Well, you're in a position that so many listeners find themselves in, and I can't wait for you to share the rest of the story. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from John Blake right after this.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is John Blake, a young man on the journey to true financial freedom. John, when we left off, you left us hanging. You are sitting down with Matt Ellsbury, a Crown employee who is giving you some advice. You've opened your heart to him. You let Matt know that you had a dream, something that God was calling you to do, but you were being held back because of debt. What advice did Matt give you?
Yeah, I really wanted to wait. I told Matt, I said, hey, let's wait until I kind of get support and I have a consistent income and then let's sit down. And his response to me was simply, what time do you have free next week? We're going to sit down as soon as we can. And that in and of itself kind of shocked me, kind of took me back. And so we did. I got all my information together and the next week we sat down and he just started looking at my credit card debt. He looked at my house debt. He looked at my car loan and my truck payment and looked at all these different things and just gave me some real practical steps of things that I had to do. And I think one of the statements that really stood out to me in presenting the information is he said, okay, if this is the amount that we're setting aside for food every month, John, what happens when this money runs out? And, you know, being the smooth-talking person that I try to be too often, I was like, well, I guess I borrow from one of the other areas, you know, if I didn't use all my gas money or something like that. And he said, no, actually, you don't eat. And it was one of those things where Matt knows me pretty well, and that's exactly what I needed to hear, was this is non-negotiable, this is non-optional, you have to follow this plan.
Well, John, you're sitting down with a college friend, a peer, somebody who knows you pretty well, and you're admitting that you've got a challenge, and you're also asking for advice from someone pretty much your own age. Was that hard?
It was. I respect Matt, and I know what he's done, and I know his heart for ministry and his heart for people to understand God's view on finances. And so it was humbling, I think would be the right way to say it. It was humbling showing him how irresponsible I had been in some ways, but it was freeing then walking away from that.
All right. Since you started this pathway, since you started on this journey, how long has it been, John?
It's been 18 months, a little bit more now.
And how much debt have you paid off?
About $36,000.
Wow. Now, where did you start? Let's just make it really practical. What was the first thing you did to start on this program to get debt free?
Cried a little first, but after that, the drive home, the thing that Matt challenged me to do that was probably the hardest thing for me was sell my truck. It had been my baby, and it was one of those things where I had a lot of reasons for why I should keep it. You know, it was close to being paid off, and I needed it occasionally for a truck. But for me, that was the okay. I'm gonna do this plan. I'm gonna follow through on it. So for me, getting rid of my truck and buying a car that cost $950 that I have to challenge my prayer life every time I sit inside it to hope it'll start. You know,
whole different
lifestyle thing. And that again was just, it was a humbling thing. It was kind of humiliating. You go from having your dream car to having, a piece of junk.
Yeah, a clunker.
Yeah.
One that you can afford, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that what's humbling about it? You're having to drive what you can actually afford, John. I've been there. I don't have time to tell my story, but I know exactly what you were going through. Now, what else did you do, John? What other methods besides selling some of your possessions?
For me, because I had inconsistent income and I do kind of independent contract work, for me, the analogy that Matt uses, he said, hey, we're going to keep the front door of the house open, but we're locking the back door. We're going to know exactly where every penny goes. And I'm not a great budget person. I'm not a great person at keeping records, but what I am good at doing is as soon as I got any sort of income, I automatically put it towards the debt and then left bare bones minimum to survive off of. So I, the other practical thing is I became creative with ramen noodles. So.
Not your favorite dish to eat, I assume.
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways you can have it. You'd be surprised.
Well, John, I know that you have a heart to serve the Lord. You've got a mission that you want to accomplish. Tell us about that. What are you trying to achieve by getting debt free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my heart is to help people understand their fit within the kingdom of God and within body life. And so I get to do a lot of organizational development, consulting and working alongside churches and missions organizations and Christian schools and saying, okay, let's assume that God's smart. Maybe he provided the right people for his plan. And if that's the case, how are we utilizing the people that God's provided right now? And so that's my heart. I'd love to end up getting to do that with Christian schools around the country and working in that manner of just coming alongside and really supporting the Christian school teachers. There's a lot of programs that do fundraising or that do accreditation, but not many organizations out there that really say, hey, Christian school teachers are servants and need the encouragement and need to know that they're being utilized to their max, not just in the classroom, but as far as completely who God designed them to be.
So, John, does it feel better to be able to live your dream and to fulfill the purposes that God has put in your heart as opposed to drive your dream car?
It does.
Well, yep. I was hoping you would agree with me. How much farther before you're debt-free, John?
My goal is I have about 42,000 more that I'd like to go. And then I would be down just to the house payment and actually have that greatly reduced. So then I would be liquid. I would be worth nothing. So that would be a beautiful thing.
John, you've been great. Thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thanks so much, Kevin.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
It can be a challenge at times to talk with your spouse about money. Husbands and wives have a harder time discussing finances than just about anything else. God doesn't want money to divide relationships. He wants your marriage and finances to grow stronger. Learn how in Money and Marriage God's Way, a new book from Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Howard Dayton. With unique sections for engaged couples, blended families, empty nesters, and even stay-at-home parents, Money and Marriage God's Way addresses common problems using biblical principles and practical advice. And as a bonus, there's a companion website with tools including a thorough online assessment to help couples understand their financial personalities in order to work together and solve their money challenges and set financial goals. Get Money and Marriage God's Way at 1-800-722-1976. An audiobook is also available at 1-800-722-1976 and crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I'm sure there are many listeners who heard John's story today. They're in the same situation, and they're looking for some ways, some tools to help them take some of the steps that John has taken and is still in the process of taking and to get out of that hole of debt.
Dave, I was so encouraged by this interview with John Blake because, first of all, he's a young person who experienced a great deal of debt by 30 years old. And many people listening today are either in that situation, they have children in that situation, or they know somebody who's headed in that direction. So what an encouraging testimony to know that you can change course before it's too late. The key ingredient in his story was humility. And he said, I learned humility through my business failure. That's when he got into a lot of problems borrowing money that he now had to pay back with a limited means to do so. And instead of just quitting and throwing in the towel and saying bankruptcy is my only solution, he sought help, another sign of humility. But here was the greatest sign of his humility. He actually acted upon the advice of a friend who suggested that he sell his dream car. So many people who hear advice like that say, oh, I could never do that. I can't get rid of the mobile phone. I can't get rid of my internet connection. I can't give up Starbucks. I can't give up, the house we live in. Yes, you can. And John not only demonstrated it, but he validated how quickly these problems can be overcome when you make those kind of hard decisions. Now, if you're in that situation and you need to sell some stuff, that's great. Go ahead and sell that stuff. But there are some tools that I want you to know about. We want to make it easy for you to live on a budget or what we call a spending plan, just like John is doing. Now, we have a variety of these tools, and all of them are based on the very simple idea of the envelope system, where you put money into a category, and when you run out of money that you have to spend in that category, then it's done, and therefore you'll never overspend. There are over 50,000 users of Crown envelopes today. It is a favorite of most people because it's so very easy. You can sign up for that online at crown.org. You can use our MoneyMap financial software. You can use our family financial workbook or our very simple cash organizer. My family chooses to use Crown envelopes, and if you'd like to find out more about envelopes or any of the other budgeting resources, just go to crown.org, click on today's program, and you'll find links to all of our budgeting tools. I do encourage you to take that step of action. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer and get on that journey. Like John Blake just said, get on that journey to become financially free.
Again, you can find those resources at crown.org, or if you prefer, you can call us at 1-800-722-1976 and speak to one of our friendly representatives about which budgeting resource is right for you. That's 1-800-722-1976. Well, that's it for today's edition of Money Life. We look forward to being with you again next time.